This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news investors are reacting to market news based on pure and desperate emotion rather than reason. Trading AI is accentuating the frenzy. First up today, a firecracker has been lit on Wall Street by an early report of preliminary human trials that a vaccine for the coronavirus has positive interim clinical data. A manager at the company is part of the White House COVID-19 strategy. This report is enough to raise the S&P 500 by an impressive 3.4% so far in afternoon trade. In fact, the same report boosted European markets by more, with most up more than 5% to start the week. It also raised oil prices sharply. Part of the European gains, actually maybe most, can be also put down to a positive outlook released by the German Central Bank. Although a bleak assessment, it did say there are many indications that will move up again in the course of the second quarter, a phrase that caught investors' attention. But not everyone is convinced we are at a turning point. Fed Chairman Powell said the US economy could easily contract by 20 to 30% in this crisis, and the downturn could last till 2021. A 20% contraction would involve a decline of more than $4 trillion, a world-scale shock. That alone would depress world GDP by at least 5%. But the impact is on more than just the US. Japan has entered recession officially, just the first of most countries to do so. But a 3.4% annual retreat rate wasn't as sharp as the fourth quarter 2019 when their economy shrank by 7.3% as China pulled up lame then. Analysts were expecting Japan's first quarter 2020 to come in at minus 4.6%. China now has formally imposed a 74% tariff on Australian barley, claiming it was dumped. But in fact, this trade signal is there so that its buyers redirect their purchases to the US to meet their trade deal agreement. Being a US friend is no help to Australia in an American first situation. And to complete the political games, China is diverting US soybean purchases to Brazil. The tariff game is lose-lose for everyone. But it's not all bad for Australia. Iron ore prices are rising fast, spurred by cutbacks in Brazilian mines due to their raging virus emergency. In China, there are new signs their housing market has returned to its year-ago normal levels, with house prices and sales volumes in April little changed from then. And China's favoured parallel TPP trade agreement, the RCEP, is now expected to be signed sometime in 2020. It is a group that still includes New Zealand and Australia, despite earlier indications that moves were afoot to ease both of those out. The latest compilation of COVID-19 data is out. The global tally is now almost 4.8 million and up 83,000 from this time yesterday, which is a similar level of increase. Just over 31% of all cases globally are now in the US, which is up 67,000 from this time yesterday to almost 1.5 million. This is a faster rate of increase. US deaths now exceed 90,000. Global deaths now exceed 317,000. And Peru has overtaken China's infection levels. Canada is poised to do so soon too. In Australia, there are now 7,060 cases, 99 deaths and a recovery rate of just under 90%. 45 people are in hospital there with 12 in ICU. There are now 572 active cases in Australia. There were zero changes to any coronavirus infection levels yesterday in New Zealand. Our recovery rate is now just on 95%, with 45 people still known to be infected. The US Treasury 10-year yield has risen sharply in New York at the start of the week, up 10 basis points to 0.74%. The gold price is a little lower today than this time yesterday, down $10 to $1,732 an ounce. Oil prices are higher again today. The US crude price is up another $2.50 a barrel to just under $32 a barrel. The international oil price is also up by the same amount, just on $35 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is much firmer today and back above 60 US cents. It will open at 60.3 US cents, and that is a very strong 1 cent gain since this time yesterday. On the cross rates, we've risen against all, now at 92.7 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're up to 55.3 euro cents. These moves mean our trade-weighted index is now at 66.2. And Bitcoin has slipped 1.5% since this time yesterday to $9,599. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes, get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz, and tell your friends and email us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.